It's all about what you have spoken to us throughout the week. It is time for the Friday Morning Mailbag. The accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues. The TikToks, the tweets, the DMs, the comments, the Facebooks, the emails, the prison letters. I guess if you can still...
I haven't been able to play because I had to do this all by myself.
Oh. Darn.
We are sorry.
It is the Friday Morning Mailbag. Actual home correspondence from actual home. Wow. Yeah, we don't need to work on these microphones at all.
We're doing just fine, guys. You're welcome.
Speaking of airing out the dirty laundry, do we have a Hank FM? Somebody said earlier this week that the KBNL engagement made the Hank FM newsletter. But I didn't see a newsletter this week, and I usually get three copies of it.
Oh.
I signed up for three subscriptions.
I mean, it's on the front page of the website.
Of my heart.
I've never even gotten a newsletter, so you're really asking the wrong person.
From the corporate side, in fact, I do believe this is from the head of engineering. It's a bit of a saga, so stay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's go with head of engineering.
Hail to the chief engineer.
Good afternoon, team. Want to remind everybody to be extra cautious when opening any emails over the next several days and weeks. Even a single wrong click can lead to serious security issues.
Oh my word. Be aware
that some malicious emails may appear to come from coworkers or familiar contacts. And then he sent, see attached for the email to not open, from a guy named Ronnie Greer.
Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie did.
Did you even open it? Because
no!
It kept saying don't open
every
it.
Since this happened several days ago, I have not opened one single piece of email. And that's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
I'm sure upper management appreciates that.
I did see, though, on the subject, though, this has spun out of horribly control. We will be conducting a mandatory email awareness training event.
Oh, my.
Coming up Tuesday or Wednesday, list the times. All employees must attend one of these emergency email awareness training days next week.
Or is it really?
And it says, please watch for a Teams invite that will come in an email.
Oh, for crying out loud.
That I don't trust.
It's almost
they're trying to trick us.
Yeah.
With a trick. And that's how we keep you safe, America.
Yeah. This one,
ain't gonna hack this show.
Uh-uh. Another email coming. I recently came across your channel at 92.1 Hank FM, and I must say, your podcast content is really awesome. Do we have a podcast? Anyway, I noticed a few areas where small improvements in channel SEO, video SEO strategy could help you reach a much wider audience.
Because that's what people want.
They want
and when
the
it comes
SEO.
To the SEO, we give you the SEO.
And we are in the LBC. I don't know what any of that means.
Walked in this morning to a, right on the desktop, KB and Heather Lee, 4 exclamation points. Have a great show, my friends.
Aw.
And that's one Jake Summers.
He is
love that
bomb diggity.
Right, he's fantastic.
Mm-mm. So Kelly from the Ville, following up on her invitation to officiate your wedding.
All right, yeah, she's
says,
ordained.
She says, I'm still available.
Mm-hmm.
And if the groom so desires, I will wear a WWE t-shirt for the festivities.
The groom may be wearing a WWE t-shirt for
I mean, everybody wants to match.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a classy affair.
No better way to start off a lifelong commitment and throwdown right there. Mark Phillips said this, and I guess yesterday on his show, sent us the note, had a nice conversation with Eddie from Australia.
Uh-oh.
Remember him a couple weeks ago? Oh. Was in?
Who could forget him?
Actually, we had a string of Australians there that just started showing up at our doorsteps.
Yeah, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then now that's why ICE has shut down the roads out here. But Eddie said, thank you for the hospitality he received while he was here at the station. He's back in Sydney now and is sending his small Australian souvenir as a token of his appreciation.
Aww.
Maybe it did. We're going to get a free gift out of the deal.
That's so sweet.
Hope it's Vegemite.
No, I don't think you really want that. CMT Doris reacting to the news that they will no longer be hosting the video countdown on the weekly.
CMT Top 20.
As one Cody Allen would say,
hey.
She's She's got some insight about this as the goat of Will It Float. It says clean, moldy take for CMT. I don't think that's what that stands for. But I mean,
when will that tank be clean?
I don't know.
It may now that they're not playing any music programming.
They're going to have time.
Got this from Country Cliff. We want to hang on to it, too. I've been seeing this happen this week. It was homecoming last night for the fantasticness of the Gordon Longhorns.
Yeah.
Country Cliff sends us in. Good morning, KB Heatherly. So hoping you could throw a shout out for the Gordon Longhorns and the community of Gordon. While it's district play coming to an end, Longhorns will play their first and last true home game for the year. This is cool. And Country Cliff points out, as you may recall, early in the year, that tornado destroyed their football field and facilities. Not expected they would have any home games. They were road warriors. So huge thank to all the people who came together, and it was just watching this, and they posted a lot about it, this progress through it. And it's a beautiful field, and it's ready to go tonight. Congratulations to the senior class. One more opportunity, Cliff says, to play at home in front of their friends and family.
Yeah.
Hook 'em horns, he says.
Hook 'em horns.
Absolutely on that.
Tornado ain't going to stop them.
That's awesomeness. Mm-mm. That is so cool.
So on to the wildlife portion of the program. You know, right. We had the elk in Weatherford, and then supposedly a black bear has been spotted in Mineral Wells. And April, a cougar was legit spotted in Aledo. Now, you know it's serious and cool when you add legit. She says it was by Fortified Fitness. Video was sent to one of our officers, and he shared it with our department.
Yeah.
It was at the beginning of this week. And, you know, I don't know how to break this to them or the entire police department, but I think that's just a Aledo housewife with the meow, cougar meow, situation.
Meow, meow, meow. Yeah.
April also advised everybody, bring in your plants. Evidently, because cougars may eat them.
I know.
My mom says we made it to Friday, ready for more Hallmark movies to lower my blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, she needs it. She's
meanwhile,
in HR.
My dad's blood pressure will then be boiling. By the time that's over with.
Matt Otonka chiming in that he's working in Weatherford, and this is his new favorite country channel.
Well, hey, we love being your channel.
Thanks, Motto. I think he's new to the area and enjoying all the Hank FM.
On that note, Johnny says, I had only listened recently, until recently, to The Ranch. Now I split time between you guys and The Ranch.
Hey, you take that.
Look at that.
Ranch.
Well, soon everything will be 50-50 on that.
See, front, there, won't it?
Yeah. Brenda says, did you see Sam Elliott was in town last night? We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And I tried to book a spot on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And they said, who are you here for? And I said, the mustache. And we were rejected.
Were you invited to
Aaron Wilde should be there.
Okay.
And then Derek says, thanks for trying to help us out here in Mitchell Bend. We couldn't get it done, but we'll keep trying against the Bitcoin. We're always listening.
Aww.
Which is saying a lot, because right next to the Bitcoin mine, you can't hear a thing out there.
Derek, we love you.
We will play Friday morning. I said fake news.
Turn them on.